This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance. Hello again. This is Reverend Caesar coming to you live again one more time on the BBS radio. Sorry for the little delay today, but never mind. We shall go forward and bring the good news. I am very blessed indeed and happy that I can get into your home to spread such loving news. Today I want to talk to you about a specific letter. A letter from the prophet Jeremiah, and I will be taking my lesson from Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and the future. Then you will call me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." This is a letter to the exiles. This is the text of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles and to the priests, the prophets, and all the other people. Nebuchadnezzar had carried away into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. And this was after King Jehoiakim and the queen mother, the court officials and the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the skilled workers and the artisans had gone into exile from Jerusalem. And so he entrusted the letter to Elasa, son of Shaphat, and to Gemara, son of Helkai, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. It said, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carry into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon: build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity for the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promises to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. You may say, the Lord has raised up prophets for us in Babylon. But this is what the Lord says about the king who sits on David's throne and all the people who remain in this city. Your fellow citizens who did not go with you into exile. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I will send a sword, famine and plague against them, and I will make them like figs that are so bad they cannot be eaten. I will pursue them with the sword, famine and plague, and will make them abhorrent to all the kingdoms of the earth, a curse and an object of horror, of scorn and reproach among all the nations where I drive them. For they have not listened to my words, declare the Lord. Words that I sent to them again and again by my servants, the prophets. And you exiles have not listened either, declare the Lord. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all you exile whom I have sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says about Ahab, son of Kolaiah, and Zedekiah, son of Maaseiah, who are prophesying lies to you in my name. But I will deliver them into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. And in those days, you don't want to be in the hands of the bad man Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and he will put them to death before your very eyes. Because of them, all the exiles from Judah who are in Babylon will use this curse. May the Lord treat you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon burned in fire, for they have done outrageous things in Israel. They have committed adultery with their and their wives, and in my name they have uttered lies, which I did not authorize. I know it, and I am witness to it, declare the Lord. You didn't want to get into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar in those days. You know, this lesson, the purpose of this lesson is to help people see there is a plan for their lives or our lives. God's plan is not about each day being determined beforehand. This lesson will demonstrate that when we choose to live our lives with God as our guide and head, life will be more full and satisfying than we could ever, ever, ever imagine. Most people plan their lives. We like to plan and prepare for our fortunes. All too often, we find our planning doesn't work the way we had hoped. For some, this leads them to give up their goals and dreams. For others, failure spurs them on to try more. Plan in strategic ways and work harder to achieve what they want. And you know, sometimes botched plans lead people to curse God because he did not help them to succeed. Others could care less or think little about God's involvement in their lives. Their plans are all dependent on their own strength and stamina. God wants us to understand He has a plan for each of us. This plan is not something that is laid out, scheduled for every day and against our will. God's plan is to bring us to Himself. When we respond to His loving call and His plan for us, our lives will look different and our planning will not be in our own power, but in His hand. The reason why that some people fail is because they did not put God first. You must always put God in your planning. If God is not in your planning, then you fail to plan. For surely, the Bible says, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope." And so, the Lord, He confirms the same thing and employs many words because it was difficult to raise up minds wholly broken down. For the world labors under the two extreme evils. They sink in their despair or are too much exalted by foolish pride. No, there is no moderation except when ruled by God's Spirit. We reckoned on His word. For when they devise vain hopes for themselves, they are immediately wrapped up above the clouds, fly here and there, and in short thinking that they can climb into heaven, wasting the time. This is the excess of vain and foolish confidence. But when they are dejected, then they fall down wholly frightened, being astonished and lifeless. They lose every feeling, receive no comfort, and cannot taste of anything which God promises. And both these evils prevail evidently among the Jews. We have seen how much the prophet labored to lay prostrate their pride and arrogance, for they laughed at all threatenings and remain ever secure, though God, as it were, with an armed hand and a drawn sword, menaced them with certain destruction, yet nothing moved them. And when they were driven into exile, they were extremely ridiculous. When the false prophets promised them a quick return, while in the meantime, God, by His servant, shewed to them that He would be gracious to them. And after 70 years, would become their deliverer. But they were deaf to all these things. No, they rejected with disdain all His promises and said, "What will God forsooth raise up the dead?" In Ezekiel 37:12. This then is the reason why the prophet now speaks so largely of their future redemption. It was difficult to persuade the Jews For as they thought that they would soon return to their own country, they could not endure delay, nor exercise the patience which God commanded. They were at the same time, as we have said, quite confident, inasmuch as the false prophets filled their minds with vain hopes. They listened to the wrong voices. They ran to the wrong people. They spent their money into spiritism and those who are into darkness. So what do you expect? A spiritual chastisement. And the Bible says, so he therefore says, I know the thoughts which I think toward you. Something that God claims here as what peculiarly belongs to him. The foreknowledge of future things. But this is foreign to the prophets, meaning there is here, on the contrary, an implied contrast between the certain counsel of God and the vain imaginations in which the Jews indulge themselves into witchcraft and many different things. The same thing is meant when the prophet Isaiah says, as far as the heaven is far from the earth, so far are my thoughts from your thoughts. Isaiah 55 verse 9. For they were wont absurdly to measure God by their own ideas. When anything was promised, they reasoned about its validity and looked on all surrounding circumstances. And thus they consulted only their own brains. Hence, God reproved them and showed how preposterously they acted and said that his thoughts were as remote from their thoughts as heaven is from the earth. So also, in this place, though the two parts are not here expressed. The prophet's object was no other than to show that the Jews ought to have surrendered themselves to God and not to seek to be such acute as to understand how this or that would be done. When you plan without God, you are in for destruction. You cannot plan without God and expect to prosper. No. It must yet be remarked that he speaks not here of his hidden and incomprehensible counsel. What then are the thoughts of which Jeremiah now speaks? There were those respecting the people's deliverance after the time was completed, for God had promised that he would then be prosperous. We hence see that the question here is not about the hidden counsel of God, but that the reference is simply to the word which was well known to the Jews. When you fail to plan without God, you plan to fail. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 1 to 10, it says, when all these things, when all these blessings and curses I have set before you come on you, and you take them to heart wherever the Lord your God disposes you among the nations, and when you and your children return to the Lord your God and obey him with all your heart and with all your soul according to everything I have commanded you today. This is the prosperity after turning to God. Then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where he scattered you. Even if you have been banished to the most distant land under the heavens, from there the Lord your God will gather you and bring you back. He will bring you to the land that belonged to your ancestors, and you will take possession of. He will make you more prosperous and numerous than your ancestors. The Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants, so that you may love him with all your heart and with all your soul and live. Prosperity after turning to the Lord. The Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies who hate and persecute you. You will again obey the Lord and follow all his commands I am giving you today. Then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands and in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock and the crops of your land. The Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous, just as he delighted in your ancestors. If you obey the Lord your God and keep his commandments and decrees that are written in this book of the law, and turn to the Lord your God with all your soul, you cannot make a mistake by planning without God is the head of all your plans. And as I says, the purpose of this lesson is to help people see there is a plan for their lives. God's plan is not about each day being determined beforehand. And therefore, this lesson will demonstrate that when we choose to live our lives with God as our guide and head, life will be more full and satisfied than we could ever imagine. For I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. Plan to prosper you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. And God richly bless you this evening. May the Spirit of Almighty God direct your life. May you come to understand the meaning of God and God's plan for you, for now and in the future. I pray that this message was a blessing to you and your loved ones. And God richly bless you. In Jesus' name. And remember, if you do need any prayer, please, you can go on the website for the BBS Radio and send a prayer request, and I'll be much happy to pray with you. God bless you, and God also bless this radio station. In Jesus' name, amen.
If this ministry has been a blessing and helped you through the Word of God, please donate. There's a donate button at the top of the show page. Any amount would be welcomed. Thank you in advance. This money will help keep the program Good News airing on BBS Radio. Remember, Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And Romans 10:9 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.